الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر، قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We surrender, we praise, we submit, we glorify and we return only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salutations and peace and blessings upon His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our sincere intentions and our efforts and makes this day of Jumu'ah a means for our purification, for our guidance, for our success, and for our forgiveness and pardon. Today marks the day which is the beginning of the month of Sha'ban. And this is a very important month for us all to reflect upon, for us all to revise and realize the importance of this beautiful month that we are about to step into. It marks as a final countdown reminder, as a clock, as a stopwatch towards the month of Ramadan. And therefore, it should alert us to the arrival of the month of Ramadan, which will be very, very shortly. But in order for us to understand the month of Sha'ban, we need to really reflect on the ahadith that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has shared with us to remind us of its virtue, of its blessings, of its rewards. Because the world that we live in is a very busy and chaotic world. And especially the last 100 years or so, everything has exploded in the sense of transportation, vehicles, motor cars, aeroplanes, in the sense of technology with being able to call people instantly, being able to travel, having various foods available to you, the world of medicine, of technology, all of these worlds have come so far in the last 100 years to such an extent that now we constantly find ourselves busy and we don't have time to just pause and reflect and think and realize who we are and where we are in our days or in our weeks or in our months and even the years. They are just flying by, and until we do not hold ourselves, and just like we have to hold our children and say, look, realize what you are doing, we also have to realize that our lives are slipping away. The time is slipping away from our hands. And unless we seize these beautiful moments, these days, these months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has scattered for us throughout the year, in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Zulhijjah, in the month of Muharram, in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and various other months throughout the year, unless we realize what they are, the beauty, the majesty, the quality, and the blessings that are contained within, we will be from amongst the losers. Because they were there right in front of us, and we did not seize those opportunities given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Sha'ban really is a wake-up call to make us realize that we're just on the precipice, we're just on the edge of the month of Ramadan. But the month of Sha'ban itself is inherently blessed, and loads and lots of barakat are there contained within this particular month by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we should not be neglectful over. It's very easy to say, oh, I'm just going to focus on Ramadan, when it comes, I'll deal with it. But no, now is the time to really prepare yourself, to warm up your engine, to make sure that you are exerting more and more effort, so that when you get into the month of Ramadan, you can actually maximize your time, your day and your night. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in regards to the month of Sha'ban, he mentions that ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ, that this is that particular month that people tend to neglect. And I think majority of us do this, myself included. It's very easy to get, you know, look at the month of Ramadan or be so busy with our normal daily lives that we forget to actually realize what we have right in front of us. And this is something that mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that don't neglect this particular month, the month of Sha'ban. Between the months of Rajab and Ramadan, this month of Sha'ban is often neglected and overlooked. It is a month, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is a month in which the deeds, our deeds, our annual deeds are raised and given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand and remember and realize that on a daily basis, in the morning and also in the evening, our deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His design, this is His nizam. On a weekly basis as well, on the evening of Thursday, our deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And on a monthly basis as well, in the middle of the month, our deeds are raised. But on an annual basis, especially, this is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is that particular month, on an annual basis, our deeds are returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then he mentions, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of that particular hadith, that I like my deeds to be raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my annual deeds to be raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst I am in a state of fasting. And therein, this gives us a very important reminder that don't neglect this month. Realize the importance of this month. This is your annual service or your annual records being delivered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you want to be perceived? Do you want to be perceived in a state of neglect, in a state of heedlessness, in a state of ghafla? Or do you want to be seen that this person is exerting more effort and more energy and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in a state of fasting and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's eager for the arrival of the month of Ramadan? And this is that particular month where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would excessively also fast in preparation in for the month and the arrival of Ramadan. So a reminder for all of us here, for all of those listening, that don't neglect this particular month. Don't overlook this month and just think about Ramadan and the rewards that are there in Ramadan. Perhaps you may not reach the month of Ramadan. You may not be able to taste the beauty, the lazzat of the days and nights of Ramadan. But you can, in this particular month, seize the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you by being in a state of submission and surrender. This is one particular virtue of the month of Sha'ban. The second virtue of Sha'ban is when this is the month where the Qibla was changed. This is the verse that I recited in the beginning of the khutbah, that قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his salah was turning his face towards the heaven, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a deep desire to change the Qibla from Aqsa all the way to Makkatul Mukarramah. And so this is the month where the Qibla was changed as well. And this is a beautiful reminder for us all that our Qibla, the direction of our life throughout the year, is scattered. We sometimes align it in the month of Hajj, okay, I need to focus on Hajj. And we align our heart in the month of Ramadan, oh, I need to align my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the year, it's all over the place. But really, whether it's the month of Sha'ban or Ramadan or any other particular month, our hearts, our intentions, our soul, our mind should always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not towards the dunya, not towards the pleasures of the dunya, but rather towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sure the actions that we do are in line with the accordance of the sharia, with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it has a huge symbolic value for us that in the month of Sha'ban, the Kaaba was changed, the Qibla was changed towards the Kaaba. But also ask yourself now, before you are entering in the month of Ramadan, where is your Qibla, where is your compass, where are you focused? And now you need to physically and spiritually make sure that you turn and realign your heart and your mind towards the Qibla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is mentioned by the scholars, by Imam Ibn Kathir in Bidayah and Nihaya, and also great other books of history, that the 15th of Sha'ban is also the date where majority of scholars mention that this is where the Qibla took place, the changing of the Qibla took place. Qiblatain. There were two Qiblas originally, and it was changed back to Makkatul Mukarrama, and therefore we have this particular verse that was revealed in that respect. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. We have certainly seen the turning of your face, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, towards the heavens, and we will surely turn you to a Qibla with which you will be pleased. So where is your pleasure in your life, your personal life? What gives you satisfaction, gives you pleasure? And look at the satisfaction, the pleasure the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had. He was still worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jerusalem. So it didn't really matter, did it? But no, you can see that the true pleasure of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was always towards the origins of Islam, the origins of humanity, back to Makkatul Mukarrama. Ask yourself, where are your pleasures? Which direction do you incline towards and you focus towards? And where should you be turning towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, he was told to face towards Masjid al-Haram. And wherever he was, Sahaba ikram, they also turned and followed in suit of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So understand the beauty and the majesty of the month of Sha'ban. Realign your heart and your mind towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do those things that are in accordance to the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third particular virtue of the month of Sha'ban, also for us, because we all say we are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we put this label on ourselves. There's nobody who loves the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than us, especially, you know, our Indian Pakistani subcontinent people. We make this particular claim. But in this particular month also for us, there is a huge historical importance, that this is when the verse of the Quran was also revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that we listen to so attentively, the one that we always respond to and return our call to, where we say, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. And we say, حَقْ نَبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So this is that particular moment of excessive and abundant salawat that was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also said that أَكْسِرُوا عَلَيَّ, that abundantly send salat upon me, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. And every time you send one salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 rewards upon you as well. So this is why our Pakistani Indian Muslims, we stand up, especially on the day of Jumu'ah, in following that particular tradition, that particular statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Before Jumu'ah, during Jumu'ah, we send salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. After the Jumu'ah, salah has been completed and we have completed our sunnah and nawafil, we stand up and we send salatu salam. We say, Mustafa jani rahmat bilaku salam. This is our love, our mahabba for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. This is where it originates from, following the command of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sincerely saying this salat upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Where did it all start from? Where did it originate from? In the month of Sha'ban, this particular verse, the Qibla was changed in this particular month. Our deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our annual deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular month. So you can see from the outset, it's not a normal month, it is a very significant month. is a very blessed month, a month of great change and transformation, of realignment back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also realigning ourselves in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We also know that in this particular month we have Laylat Nisf Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, or the middle in the middle month of Sha'ban, and this is a night also where there is a huge amount of forgiveness given to those people who truly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who want to purify themselves. And this is narrated by multiple ahadith, by various turuq, various chains in various books, not just one single hadith which this is mentioned in Imam Tirmizi, in Sunan al-Tirmizi, of Imam Musnad Ahmad, of Ibn Majah, of Imam Tabrani, and also Ibn Hibban. There are many, many ahadith which all talk about the virtue of this particular night. Hence why you see in Egypt, in Malaysia, and all throughout the world, in India, subcontinent, and here in the UK as well, we commemorate this particular sacred and beautiful night, the Nisf Sha'ban, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more abundantly, more sincerely, and we devote ourselves and we submit and surrender ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in recording in Ibn Hibban, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazes upon His creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban. These are the exact words that are mentioned there in the hadith, in the Arabic hadith. And then He forgives all of those. So those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks towards us. For those people who are seeking this bounty, this boon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the 15th night of Sha'ban, to see who is there, who is worthy of my forgiveness, who is actually seeking my forgiveness and imploring and beseeching me and raising his hands and crying and doing tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that individual, except for two people. One who attributes a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who commits shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not and will not forgive that individual. And those who have rancor in their heart, hatred in their heart, animosity in their heart towards other people, whether due to their background, their ethnicity, or their power or control, or any particular reason, Muslims are pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, and He does not accept anything except that which is also pure. Hence why our shahada has to be pure. Our salah, our wudu, our tahara, everything has to be pure. The rizq that we eat and consume has to be pure in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. Similarly, if you want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart has to be pure. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Your heart has to be pure, it has to be free from shirk, it has to be free from hatred and animosity, it has to be free from kibr, from arrogance. All of these things has to be free from. So you have to love other people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we all have disagreements with other individuals, but we can agree to disagree, we can still be respectful towards other people even though we do not agree with their point of view. So love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not have this animosity within your hearts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look towards you on this particular night. So this is that night, Laylatul Mubarakah, as the scholars have mentioned. This is the layla of takfir zunub, where your zunub are diminished and they're washed away. This is the Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of emancipation, the night of being exonerated. This is the night of ghufran, the night of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate night, yes, for all of us is Laylatul Qadr, but this is also there given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are truly seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His forgiveness. So increase yourself from now, from this very day, in your good deeds, in your good a'mal. Increase in your salah, especially start practicing your qiyamul layl. Start fasting more so, just the way the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam did, and realize this particular month is the month where your deeds will be raised, and be in a state of submission and surrender and in a state of fasting, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam was himself, and just the way that he taught us to be in this particular state when our annual deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in a constant state of zikr, of engagement, of dua, of tawbah and istighfar. Purify your heart and your tongue and your mind and your soul, and know that you are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the particular month where getting our prayers and sincere hopes will be answered as well. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in Ibn Majah mentions that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, he mentioned and he instructs us to do this particular act. Wake up to observe the vigil prayer in the night and fast during the day. إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. This is the explicit mention of the Prophet ﷺ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why practice your salah and your extra ibadah during the night and fast during the day? Why is on this particular night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the nearest heavens and up until this time, and He asks all of those Muslims who are there surrendering and worshipping and fasting, is there anyone seeking provision so that I may provide for him? Is there anyone facing tribulation so that I may protect him? And this constant asking goes on up until the sun rises at dawn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this opportunity for us to seize, this opportunity to get closer to Him, this opportunity of forgiveness, of mercy, of being exonerated and our sins being washed away, of us getting closer to Him. But we need to make sure that we seize this opportunity by looking at all of these beautiful virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the month of Sha'ban. So strive for closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned at the beginning, we are very, very neglectful people. We are very, very busy people. The world that we live in, we don't even have time to ourselves, let alone time for other people. Everything is just constantly cholo, 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 as they say. But we have to pause, we have to take a step back, and have to realize the beautiful month that we are in, the beautiful and sacred month that is about to arrive, and we need to prepare ourselves and our souls and our minds to enter into that in the best of manners by washing ourselves, cleaning ourselves of all of those things, by seeking the pardon and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٍ, that indeed your Lord bestows gifts that are preserved in your days. These moments, these opportunities, whether they are a daily, a weekly, or a monthly, or an annual basis, they have been placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not just there by pure chance. This 15th night of Sha'ban has not just been mentioned willy-nilly. It is there for a purpose. It has a maqsad. And therefore, we need to seize these opportunities given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek those lafa'at, seek those moments, seek those opportunities, because it may be that one of those moments will change your life, take you away from misery, take you towards happiness and khair, take you from all of those sins and take you towards the barakah and khair in your life. These are those special times and moments that are not to be neglected by us and not to be wasted. Those who want to pray collectively can do so. Those who want to pray individually can do so. In whatever form that they want to do it. But don't waste this opportunity. Many people are no longer with us who were with us last week, last month, and last year. Who knows whether we will reach the month of Ramadan? And therefore, this month, do not neglect this the way that the Messenger ﷺ reminded us not to neglect. Do not overlook this. Realize its virtue. Realize the Qibla. Realize the Salah. Realize the Barakah. Realize the Khair, the forgiveness. All of these things that are contained within this month. And increase in your Tawbah. And increase in your Istighfar. Increase in your Salah. Increase in your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And prepare truly and wholeheartedly for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand these six particular points that we very briefly and quickly discussed in relation to the virtue and the barakah and the khair of the month of Sha'ban. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to balighna Ramadan, to approach and to arrive in the beautiful and sacred month of Ramadan. Wa kulli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khairan.